This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Scott Simon. In California this morning, fog and cooler temperatures are helping firefighters battle what remains of this week's devastating wildfires. Nearly 4,000 homes were destroyed, 750,000 acres burned. The cost, an estimated $2 billion and growing. Hardest hit will be San Diego and the tourist areas in the San Bernardino Mountains. But in spite of the high cost, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the destruction is likely to cause only a minor ripple in the overall state economy.
Firefighter Sid Jackson fills out his time card with a supervisor during a quick lunch break from fighting the fires. He's deciding whether to get cash for his longer than normal hours or take comp time.
You want pay or bank on Sunday? Pay, both?
Jackson is just one of 22 firefighters who came up to Ventura County from neighboring Long Beach. He's already racked up a lot of overtime. The first 36 hours on the line, he didn't sleep, didn't eat, and just kept moving.
I was just jumping on the rig, pulling holes, going from house to house, trimming some of the trees, doing everything we could to try to protect everyone's home property.
Jackson's paycheck and overtime costs won't come out of the state budget. The Long Beach Fire Department pays him. Firefighting costs are running about $9 million a day. That's a lot of money for cities up and down the state to absorb, especially when they're struggling with their own budget shortfalls. Last week, Governor Gray Davis stepped in and ordered the state to reimburse local governments 100% for their firefighting costs. Long Beach Fire Chief Terry Harbor says, unfortunately, that check won't come for about 6 months. He deployed 5 engines and sent 22 firefighters to the line at a cost of about $200,000.
It's not something that we budget for. It's one of those things that we just will absorb in our budget, if whatever we don't get reimbursed for, because it's our responsibility to provide for a safe community, and this community is Southern California.
Picking up the tab for local governments will be one more strain on the state's dismal financial outlook, even with federal help. And another headache for Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger, who takes office in a little more than 2 weeks. But Tom Leisure, an economist at UCLA, says the $2 billion cleanup and rebuilding price tag won't have a lasting effect on California's $1.4 trillion economy. Leisure says compared to the devastation caused by the 1994 Northridge earthquake, which damaged freeways, hospitals, and bridges, the cost of this fire doesn't come close.
But that's not to minimize it. I mean, the estimates seem to be running in the range of $2 to $3 billion, and that's a lot of money for a fire.
Private insurance will cover most of the costs of home rebuilding. Steve Carson, an economist at UC San Diego, says an influx of insurance money will give an immediate boost to devastated communities. Retailers in the construction industry are the main recipients. He should know he's already adding to the cash infusion. His house is one of only a few still standing in San Diego's Scripps Ranch area. He's already had workmen appraising repairs to his burned back deck and fence.
And there'll be people to come in, take apart the air conditioner, and there'll be people to clean the huge amount of soot off the house. And that's where the positive economic impact of these disasters unfortunately comes.
But for the residents of the hardest hit areas, it's hard to see those positive impacts. Phyllis Cushman fled the town of Crestline in the San Bernardino Mountains last Saturday. She's been living in this shelter in an airplane hangar since then. She doesn't know yet if she lost her home or her small video rental business. Cushman says the waiting is excruciating, but she's appreciating the small things right now.
Peace of mind. That's the most, you know. Right now we're pretty comfortable. I mean, you know, the help they've given me here so far seems to be pretty good. No problems. Hopefully it stays that way.
She's already filled out papers for unemployment insurance. And once the fires subside, she says she'll finally be able to go back up the mountain and see whether her home and business survived. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.